Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our Daily Karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you are standing up. Begin your meditation from a stand-up posture. Your eyes are closed. You are relaxed as you can be, and simply following the different signals you're receiving from your body. Just relax into your posture, into your movement. Listen to your thoughts. Listen to your breath. Listen to your being. Excellent. Again, just relaxing into the self-meditative, self. Regulative mode. Very good. we continue our journey. We continue our journey of meditation mindset. Today, very simple reflection, maybe so simple that it should be obvious. And it is a reflection that during the moment of quiet, during the moment of what we call self-regulation, the self-regulation is extremely accurately guided by the perspective of the moment, by the energy of the moment. But I'm saying perspective because both the body, the breath, the movements of the body and the postures, the breathing, the thoughts that come to the mind. And when your eyes are closed, you could look in front of your closed eyes and see images or colors. They're all in perfect harmony, reflecting the most necessary. Adjustment, correction, addition that that you require at this moment. And as I say, very often, the entire system, and I say from the most obvious of breath and posture and movement and thoughts and images, and sometimes audio, sounds, and expression of sounds, and all of them are all responding to one of the greatest challenges and the greatest rewards that we could ever have. Currently, in the evolution of humanity and our own evolution, and it is the question that we have. Initially, the question that we have in a relationship with ourselves. And following the question we have of that ourselves in a relationship with those who we care and love, or want to care and love for. So in the entire self-regulatory moment, more often than not, is answering to the connection we have, but to the improvement of the connection and the relation that we have to ourselves and others. The entire self-regulation. Whether you're shaking or standing still, whether you are bent or laying down. Whatever posture that it is that you are in, whatever breath that it is that you're taking, whatever image that may come to your mind, the integration of them all, most likely right now, resolving a relationship, a question of a relationship that you're having. Not a relationship that you're having with the planet Earth. Not a relationship that you're having with the forests and the fields. Not the relationship that you're having with the birds and or the bees. But likely a relationship that you are strengthening with yourself and with others. And we'll call today's natural correction, natural mindset, is the value that we give to self-regulation. The value that we give to something that they call dynamic self-regulation. Why dynamic self-regulation? Because it is constantly changing. And often what we want to do is give it the full freedom to express. Even when we are using our mind for growth and giving internal commands, even in those moments, we want to have this parallel process of self-regulation, untouched. And only with a mindset of the highest value that we give to that self-regulation, only with a mindset that understands that there is no coincidence in any physicality or mental or emotional expression, but that it answers to the most delicate of questions of relationship between ourselves and others, that we allow that parallel process of dynamic self-regulation to exist at any moment of our meditation untouched and as vivid and evident as possible. Otherwise, we would hold the breath, hold a posture, hold a thought, clear a mind, or any of those when we completely dismiss, disrespect, or misunderstand the value of self-regulation. Anything that we do during the meditative state should be parallel. Any additional thing that we do should be parallel to self-regulation, not in interference with self-regulation. Or else we are slowing down our own nature, our own truth. Replacing it with somebody else's truth. Adding, not eliminating. Dynamic self-regulation, let's embody it. Now when we understand its value, now that we understand how often this law of nature being interrupted during a meditative state. Now we want to embody so it becomes us, so it becomes a natural process more than ever with greater intention. So here it is. If you and your kids, as I said, it's relatively simple, but most likely if you are new at our meditation, you may be surprised at what will happen once you give dynamic self-regulation the power to lead you. And if you've been here before and you've been here long enough, then I encourage you to pay even closer attention, as you may have taken the dynamic self-regulation a little for granted. Here we go with a set of inner keys to strengthen that connection and that freedom. The first inner key, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To find and renew my respect and attention. To the power of the dynamic self-regulation. And fill my head and my neck. Find and renew my respect and attention. The dynamic self-regulation. And fill my head and my neck. And just let it happen. Let it guide you. Let it surprise you. Let it hug you and move you. Embrace you with its power and twist you with its might. Challenge you with its simplicity. I'll say that again. Challenge you with its simplicity. Enough. Beautiful. Next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. It's going to be much easier. I want to receive a lot of energy. To embrace the dynamic self-regulation. and fill my hands, arms, shoulders. Fill my hands, arms, and beautiful. The next anarchy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power of the dynamic self-regulation. And fill my chest cavity, my chest. Very often we tend to forget how every single part in the mindset is woven into the cloth of the success that we are seeking in life. Be it a success that has to do with our health and the successful exchange of nutrients in our body. Be it a success that we have with adjusting to new situations. Be it the success of recognizing our own power. Be it a success of expressing our uniqueness and individuality. Be it a success that has to do with the goals we set or the actions. The energy behind the actions that we take, not only the actions themselves, but how much intention each action carries out into the world, how much truth there is in each of the actions that we take. All of that is dependent on the delicate parts of the mindset. And we develop them during the meditation more than ever when we recognize both the power of the energy and the power of the containers, the words that carry that energy and hold it and contain it and apply it. And allow us to systematically rinse and repeat, you know that word, our meditative state, the most powerful moment, where we have full control, as full as we can. Here we go, the next inner key. We're going to go a little faster. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy to strengthen that connection with the dynamic self-regulation and fill my upper abdomen, strengthen that connection with my dynamic self-regulation and fill my upper abdomen like a switch. Turn it on. Let your body accept it, embody it, and we move to the next. And here's the next. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the power in the dynamic self-regulation and fill my lower abdomen. Each floor of the body has both symbolic and an actual relevance in this meditation. And I'm saying actual relevance is the most logical, the most obvious, and then the least obvious, the most hidden relevant. Both. Excellent. Next energy. Again. Like turning on a switch. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy to enhance the volume, to enhance the volume of my dynamic self-regulation and fill my legs and feet. Just let it happen. As we're moving towards our final inner key for this meditation, as we're preparing, as the energy is rising and giving us incredible, incredible feedback right now. Congratulations on that. We have moved into that incredible. Here we go. The final inner key for this meditation. The final empowerment. With maybe the strongest word. Here it is. Please repeat it with your inner voice or else you don't give it the power it deserves. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy. To free myself with the dynamic self-regulation, to free myself within that dynamic self-regulation and fill my entire body head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, and really free yourself. Embrace this moment. Let it go. Let it go. Let it sink. Let it move. Let it be still. Let it surprise you. If you have a few more moments, please stay in this energy as it's growing and becoming even more beautiful as it expresses through you. Otherwise, I want to thank you for being here today. Thank you for the energy. Thank you for the inspiration. My name is Eric Feldman. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And we will be here again soon. Embody, internalize, and take it into your day. Be inspired and be more so an inspiration. Until next time. Bye-bye.